home one morning, maybe 10 o'clock. Grabbed a coffee, ran into my friend outside the hair salon. She said she on a break and she come up and roll a J. We'll say her name is Abby, the Wabby is not her name. Okay, skin the vibe, talking neighborhood gossip. Elevator too amazing, snake around on my spot. Before the key hit the lock, she was asking me, is that yours? Beside the door, a navy button down bolt up on the floor. Weird. I take a knee on some, I do have one like it, but no. And pick it up slow to reveal a few of the items. Abigail like, oh, that is certainly a tweaker's pile of stuff. A realization that demand a weaker tea inside my cup. White noise humming in my ear to the wood. I hear the bathwater running, something is clearly afoot. Someone is clearly inside. I look at Abby like I'm going in. Maybe you should stay here, she said no, I'm in. Holy shit. Be cautious, keep calm. Sneak the door open, the apartment is tossed. Everything everywhere all at once, all the faucets are on. Let's draw the room so you can better picture all the befalls. I got this loft that when you walk in, the ceilings are pretty normal. Then a dozen feet later, it's 20 feet of beams and mortar. I inch in far enough to peek around that first corner. No sign of life in the bathroom, only debris and disorder. We baby stepping 7 feet in where the kitchen begin. Records and books in a sink, the conditions start to sink in. Another view to that Rubicon where the pad opens up to see the answer to my questions in the rafters above. There is a man with no shirt on, wearing his pants around his ankles, jungle gymming over both us. I mean, we are talking angles. He's mumbling incoherently, there's something in his system. I'm processing but need to make decisions. Okay, let's go. Hey, you need to get down right now. Abby yelling, get the fuck down and get out. He's on a different planet, drifting to a distant moon. I'm pretty sure he don't even know we are in the room. Hey, you need to get down right now. Get the fuck down and get out. You need to get down right now. Get the fuck down and get out. Hey, you need to get down right now. Get the fuck down and get out. Get the fuck down and get out. Get the fuck down and get out. This isn't working, the energy is berserk. And we're backing up to the hallway, then down to the office nervous. Yeah, hi. So there's a naked guy in my ceiling. The staff look up at me tripping like, oh my god, is it Steven? Who the fuck is fucking Steven? Y'all seem to know some shit I don't. I ain't exactly need him. The manager on some, he and his building have got some history. We'll attempt to go and talk him down, but also called the city. 30 go by when the elevator ding and drop a trio in the lobby and heaven and nature sing. It's the manager and super with a man in my nights. Oh, that's my leather too, rejected, but goddamn he look nice. Steven is glum and despondent, wafting a brutal bouquet. They sit him down on the sofa, he look confused and ashamed. But if I'm honest, also looks like he can pull out a blade. That's when two officers show up and all is fully explained. Okay, the police are with Steven to see if he's even lucid. I'm on the other side of the lobby, completely stupid. The super and the manager finally get a sec to offer some backstory about this morning's events. They tell me Steven suffers from mental illness and drug addiction. His episodes have kept him in and out the shelter system. Some lady in the building used to give him her couch, but his condition led to far too many issues to count. He's even scaled up the building before and jimmied inside and been aggressive with the tenants like infinity time. He not permitted on the premises, but this is your life. That's when the officer invited me to give him my side. I said, well, first of all, I ain't the one to call, but also we're like a meter from the player involved. I can brief you on the basics if the aim is resolved, but I ain't trying to agitate him if I say something wrong. How about we move 10 feet around the corner to talk? He said, I can't leave my partner alone with someone that's gone. Okay, seems fast to be at an impasse. Then he pulls the pen and paper out and this is what he asks.
Do you wanna be the victim?
What? No, I didn't want it. I'm not sure what you want.
Do you wanna be the victim?
Oh, you're doing a script of a communion about the nuance of a human at risk. How about we skip to where you tell me what the future can hold? He said a felony, B&E, and whatever he stole. We take him down to the jail and they put him back on the street. They just ain't got the kind of resources that Steven would need. I said he doesn't need a felony, he doesn't need a cell. There's gotta be a way to get him headed for some help. He said programs exist, but none of them work. It's either charge him with the crime, I'll feed him back to the earth. That's the bleakest shit I ever heard. I don't even have the word. I'm about to run, see what evil was done. I guess the jacket was a gift, but he could leave in the dumps. Upstairs sucked. Cast doing fine, the rest is just stuff. I just seen Steven eating lunch. We'll be right back.
ITS. It's the future.